Well, let me just, did you ever call it a, did you ever hear it called a spider?
Oven and lids, what
was it? Oven and lid. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. And you mentioned the heavy iron, black iron thing. Now, you called that either a pot or a kettle, say, that you used in the fireplace, the great mm-hmm. big thing.
Yeah.
That hung down over there.
Yeah.
That was called?
We call them bean pots.
Okay. Now, the bean pot, do you remember doing the laundry and something like that?
We had a big, we call them wash kettle. And I had them outside, a bale in there, and then there'd be a big pole running under there, and could make a fall around there.
Did you cook in either a pot or a kettle? So I mean, it wouldn't make any difference if you called it a pot or a kettle.
Both
used for the same purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mean
this big wash kettle we had? Don't they? It hold 20 gallons. And sometime we had lots of beans. We'd string a lot, get several bushel in, and get them ready to cook,
mm-hmm.
and cook them in this wash kettle.
Oh.
Where we boil the clothes,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah.
Of course, we boiled the fire clothes. We didn't boil the clothes.
Uh-huh.
And back when I was small, I had, I don't know if you ever heard of them or not, I had a big old box out there. And men's clothes got dirty in the field. We put them on that beet block, we call it.
Yeah.
Put them on that old soap and wood, you know, the rice soap.
Uh-huh.
And put them out there, and we had a stick. We beat them. They'd beat that soap in them and dirt out of
the Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you call a name for the stick you used, and a special name?
Well, I don't remember. Married, I guess.
Is that right? and then
we had hoppers. We took ashes out of the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the